anyway, Steve, what I wanted to do with you today was to talk to you a little bit about the new remasterings that you've been doing in conjunction with Chad Kassam and Analog Productions. You've got an exciting new series of discs that you're going to be releasing, and I'd like you to tell our readers about it, if you would.
Nat King Cole. Everybody loves Nat King Cole. He's, you know, had the one and only voice that, doesn't matter how old you are, you know who he is. Chad arranged through Capitol Records that his record company, Analog Productions, can and are going to be releasing all the great Nat King Cole albums on vinyl and on SACD. Not only, you know, two-channel SACD, but three-channel SACD. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for all of us to actually hear what Nat King Cole sounded like in the recording studio without all the sonic manipulations that they had to go through to make records back in the day. We don't have to worry about that anymore, so we can hear the pure recording. And in order to do that, nice long run-on sentence, in order to do that, we went back, meticulously found all the original three-channel tapes. And going back to 1956, and it took months and months and months and months, literally, from October of 2008 to just about 3 weeks ago, to finally complete this mammoth Nat King Cole project. But I'm pretty sure that you're going to hear Nat like you've never heard him before.
Mm-hmm. So how many tapes were involved in the search?
A big, giant pile.
how many titles are we talking
well,
here?
Well, you know, the Nat King Cole Story album alone, there's like 38 songs on that set alone. So I would say maybe 100 or so.
Wow.
100 songs. Now, each of these songs, of course, there are many, many, many different versions of Nat King Cole songs in the vaults. There's the stereo version and the mono version and the LP version, and there's the this version and there's the that version, but there's only one real original three-track version. So we had to eliminate everything else before we could find what we really had to have in order to make this happen. And with the help of some very talented and very nice EMI people, they helped us and we found everything that we needed. And that's what we did. So, you know, after the months and months of all that, finally we could not only reproduce Nat King Cole on the SACD, three-channel, two-channel, with a CD layer, of course, but Kevin Gray over at Acoustic Mastering at RTI in Camarillo, California, figured out a way that we could make records directly from the three-track tapes. So when you get the vinyl versions, which will run at the high speed, of course, for maximum fidelity, 45 RPM, those will be unique, one-of-a-kind, live mixes of those great Nat King Cole songs. We managed to make some really great sounding vinyl, and it's the lifelike sound that we got off of that is just, you know, it amazed me. You know, it amazes me because the recordings are so old, you know, you think of something that old and it just can't possibly sound this good, but I'm telling you, as you know, David, it astounds us, these engineers over at Capitol Records, if they really knew what they were doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, in listening to the samples that you played for us, I was blown away. I mean, yeah, I've got a lot of Nat King Cole, and I've got it in all the formats I could get it in. And what I was hearing in here on the three-channel playback was just mind-blowing. And you say they've actually come up with a three and a two then for the LP.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did that live. As we were cutting the lacquer, I was mixing.
Wow.
And you have to understand the pressure by that third song on the side. If I made an error, I had to stop, rewind the tape, back three songs, do it all over again. By the end of the day, old Steve was crying. However, we got it all, and I'm amazed that we managed to actually get it all accomplished. But on hearing some of those now, I mean, it was definitely a challenge, but it was quite worth it.
Well, the thing that's wonderful to me, too, is that now we have some DSD masters that are available. I mean, if something unthinkable happened, we would at least have something that would give us highest possible current resolution.
Absolutely. And you know, yeah, it's about time, you know, on Nat King Cole. I mean, you know, he deserves this.
Exactly.
You know, he deserves it. I mean, you know, he's a wonderfully talented man who died way too young.
Too young. What was that, 64, I think it was?
Yes, he was like 45 years old.
Yeah, I remember when he passed.
Yeah, me too.
Let me ask you a question on this project. You hooked up with Chad. I mean, how did this project come about?
Chad remembered the Nat King Cole albums that I remastered for DCC Compact Classics back in the 90s. He had really never heard Nat King Cole sound that wonderful, and I believe that really stayed in his mind, and he wanted to do something like that, and I said, good luck, I don't think you're going to be able to do it. But he called me back and he said, yeah, man, we got it. I said, I'll believe it when the first pile of tapes shows up at RTI. And about 3 days later, got this big, literally, pile